Paddy. He was sitting in the window of the pet shop. His deep brown velvet eyes said, "Buy me, please." His funny stumpy tail went wag wig waggle. He smiled as if you'd asked him to say cheese. His pure white wiry coat was splodged with amber, the colour of his silken shiny ears. What a fine thing our mother did that afternoon when she bought us all a faithful friend for 13 years. The pet shop owner told us he'd been cat-trained, that his closest chum had been a Persian Tom. But we soon discovered that his favourite pastime was to chase all cats and every snuffling pom. Yet despite his raucous introduction to our household, which boasted cats and kittens by the score, we found him such enormous fun to be with. We called him Paddy, and we could not have loved him more. He picked mushrooms with us in the early morning. He swam with us the long hot summer through. When we gathered bluebells and primroses in springtime, he came and scampered through the woodlands too. He did naughty things like getting lost and rolling in a cow patch and trapping cats behind his kennel door. He barked too much at all the tradesmen, but after all, what was a house dog for? He hated thunderstorms and fireworks and explosions. The air raid siren made him pant and cry. We nursed him through the bombs and stroked his ears. He saw no fun in dogfights in the sky. When at last the time came for our parting, with misted eyes we told him at the end, "You've been a pal, a confidant, a comfort. You've lived your life well, our true and trusting friend."